Welcome back. We are up to Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Zion, Chapter 11, Mishnah 7 of Maseches Trumos. The first Mishnah wants to know, how much oil would I be obligated to pick up if the oil did indeed spill? So says the Mishnah, if I have a barrel full of Truma oil that spilled onto the ground, so I'm not going to be obligated, meaning me, the owner, I'm not going to be obligated to go ahead and sit and wipe up every single last drop of spilled oil with my hand. And I treat it the same way that I should treat chulin that spilled, meaning just like I would do the best I can to save, you know, most of the chulin. I don't want to just let it go to waste. So too, I have to go ahead and pick up as much of the truma oil as I would in that situation. And then whatever the last few drops in the ground, it's okay. It's not considered destroying truma, and all is okay in the world. Then says the Mishnah 8, if a person pours wine or oil of truma from one barrel into another barrel. So, you know, everyone's poured out a bottle of soda or something. There's always a few drops left, no matter what you do. But notev shalosh tivim. And even after he emptied the first barrel, he then waits a second, and then he tips out, so just a few more, three more drops. Nosein lesocha chulin. So he can now go ahead and put wine or oil of chulin into this empty barrel. Even though there are a few drops of truma that are still in there, we say we're not concerned about it, as it'll be batel to the actual chulin. And here, kina umitza, if a person tipped the nearly empty barrel, so now he didn't refill it with chulin, let's say, but he just tips this empty barrel, and he says, oh, there's like a little bit of truma drops that are still at the bottom. So harezo truma, so this is considered truma, meaning even though there's only a few drops of liquid that are in the barrel, so those drops are still going to be considered truma, and if they're not nullified by any sort of chulin that would come in, then they will maintain their truma status. And finally, v'kama dehebe truma master shel demaya v'yoli chena lakoin. So it seems like it's a little bit disconnected from what we're just saying. But the connection clearly is we're talking about like a little bit of truma that we're not so concerned about. So now we're going to talk about a little bit of trumas meiser of demai that maybe we shouldn't be concerned about. So again, v'kama dehebe truma meiser shel demaya v'yoli chena lakoin. How much is the minimum amount of trumas meiser of demai that a person would be required to go ahead and bring to a kohen? Echad mishmona lashminis, 1/8 of an eighth of a lug, which is 1/64 of a lug. That's what I would be concerned about. If a person has less than this amount, he does not need to go ahead and bring it to a kohen. And that brings us to the end of Mishnah Ches. And God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Tes. Have a wonderful day.